At the request of the brothers, the elders, I'm here with you to give you about a 15-minute fellowship concerning the substance and the burden of the six messages for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend conference. A number of months ago, Brother Ed Marks and I had completed a set of outlines on a very important matter that we expected would be released at this particular conference. But through very helpful fellowship from some brothers, and of course from the Lord's direct leading as the Spirit through the body, we realized and then decided that we should reserve those six outlines for another conference, probably the November conference, and look to the Lord for a word from Him that will address the Lord's recovery in the context of the present world situation, that is, of the worldwide pandemic and all of its effects. So this fellowship and this leading flow out from the throne. And this issued in the general subject of this conference, and that is a timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's recovery. Each part is significant. It's a timely word. We sincerely believe and have the peace to say this is a current word from the Lord's own inner being. It's a word for the present time, so it's timely. And it concerns the world situation and the Lord's recovery, the connection between the two. And the six outlines will set forth this connection in various ways and with various emphases. But one basic thought is this: the world situation being directly related to the Lord's interests is an indicator of the Lord's move, either where He will move, or how He will move, or what He wants to accomplish. For instance, some brothers prayed for a long time, years, concerning the Russian-speaking world and the Lord opening up that world to the Lord's recovery. Then in 1991, there was a great change in the world situation. The Soviet Union collapsed. In light of that, the Lord communicated to Brother Lee the burden, the leading for the Lord's recovery to go to that part of the earth, which it did. Because the time is brief, and I have just about 10 minutes remaining, I think the way to introduce this timely word, and hopefully to help you realize the importance of this particular conference, please don't view it as just another event. We do this seven times a year with feasts and trainings. I've been to so many of these. Please don't let that thought or feeling enter in. This is a timely word. And I would like to read to you and comment on, as a way of introducing this, the four key statements. Okay. They're all long. I'll read each one completely and then comment on it. And this may give us some impression of the most crucial aspects of this timely word. We need to see the world situation as the indicator of the Lord's move on earth, and the vision of world history from Christ's ascension to the end of this age. We also need to work together with the Lord to spread the truths of the Lord's recovery as a preparation for his coming back, and to persevere in prayer while discerning the signs of the times. Okay, first, we need to see the world situation as an indicator of the Lord's move on earth. It surely is an indicator that the Lord intends to do something, to move in a particular way. And along with this, we need to see events in human history taking place day by day. We hear about them and see them. But we need to have a vision of this world history from Christ's ascension to the end of this age. In other words, we need to be enlightened concerning the divine history within the human history. So let's say from the time of the Reformation until now, world history has taken a certain direction. And within that human history, God's history has been lived out on the earth. We need to be aware of the present world history that's developing before our eyes. But this view on the physical things needs to be governed by the view of the divine history within this human history. Then under this view and this vision, we need to work together with the Lord. Surely there's actions that he wants his body to take. He wants to live and move and act through his body. And one aspect of this is to propagate the truths throughout the earth, especially to the open-seeking saints, the truths of the Lord's recovery. The truths are necessary for the preparation among us for the Lord's coming back. Then along with this, as the weeks of prayer emphasized, we need the prayer ministry of the church to be uplifted more and more so we persevere in prayer and simultaneously are beginning to discern the signs, the significance of the times. The second crucial point is this. We need to see a spiritual vision of the throne of God as the center of God's administration throughout the universe, and realize that the sovereign God has the full capacity to carry out what he wants according to the desire of his heart, and according to his eternal economy. As he is ruling over everyone and everything. It's understandable that the unbelievers or believers that are governed just by the outward situation, they're led and driven by fear, by panic, by dreadful anxiety. That's all they see. Even genuine believers. But we need to see a spiritual vision of the throne of God. There's a throne over this universe. And the God-man Jesus, who has all authority in heaven and on earth, is on this throne. And this throne, with the Lord Jesus there, is the center of the administration, God's administration, throughout the universe. Then along with this, we need to be deeply impressed and assured of the unlimited sovereignty of God to carry out what he wants. Surely he wants to do something during this present time. We need to seek him, inquire of him, pray concerning this, tell him, Lord, we're here to cooperate with you in whatever you want to do. What is in your heart? What's your desire that you want to obtain and attain now? And then we also realize, again, he is ruling over everyone and everything. I hope we would all receive mercy and grace to not view the upcoming presidential election and the events leading to it just as all the common people with their political souls and their strong emotional attachments or revulsions. We need to consider the throne, the sovereign God, who is over everyone and everything. We need to pray for him to rule over certain persons and over certain things. Then this brings us to the third key statement, and this concerns a dispensational instrument needed by the Lord to turn the age, to consummate the age, and bring in the age of the kingdom. Today, the way to become vitalized is to answer God's call to be his overcomers, his dispensational instrument to turn the age. An overcomer is a vital person. And a vital person, one who is living and active, is a praying person. We know from Revelation chapters 3 and 5, the real overcomer is Christ himself. He overcame and sat down on the throne. And he is desiring to produce overcomers by reproducing himself and vitalizing us, making us living and active in our spirit, and then praying according to his will and purpose. It's one thing to sincerely pray for the kingdom to come, to pray for God's will to be done, to pray for the Lord to come for his bride. But also we need to recognize there must be an instrument on the earth to enable this age turn to take place. There must be a corporate God-man on the earth. The dispensational instrument through which the Lord can move unhindered regarding praying, gospel preaching, shepherding, spreading the truth, establishing churches, whatever it is. This instrument is unique in that the Lord is unhindered, unlimited, because this instrument is absolutely one with him and open to him for his final move in this age. Then the last point concerns the preparation of the bride. This seems quite different in some ways, in many ways perhaps, from the other points we've been emphasizing. But as time is coming to an end, before I read this key statement and comment on it, I want to make this observation. The age before the present age was the age of the law. Then there was a turn to the age of grace, the present age, which is also rightly called the age of the church. But there's another designation. It is the age of mystery. We are living in the age of mystery, of the great mysteries. Christ as the mystery of God and the church as the mystery of Christ, the mystery of the gospel. If we are only fixed on outward, visible, physical things, we will not have a proper sense of the intrinsic work God is seeking to carry out in us, with us, and through us. All that he's doing now to consummate his economy is invisible to us. Christ is making his home in our hearts through faith. And we need to be living out this mystery. And the preparation of the bride and all of the aspects of her preparation are parts of this mystery concerning Christ and the church. And we don't want to just be here somehow surviving or even just outwardly overcoming the present environment. We want inwardly and intrinsically to be one with the Lord so that Revelation 10:7 can be fulfilled. The mystery of God has been completed. And that mystery will be completed when the bride is ready. So here is the key statement. The marriage of the Lamb is the issue of the completion of God's New Testament economy, which is to obtain for Christ a bride, the church, through his judicial redemption and by his organic salvation in his divine life. The Lord's recovery is for the preparation of the bride, who is composed of all his overcomers. The Lord's recovery is for the preparation of the bride. Have you ever considered this? Have you considered it recently? We're at the stage, nearing the final stage of the preparation of the bride. And this is the issue of the completion of God's New Testament economy, God's dispensing, God's building himself in Christ into us, God producing the corporate Christ, the body of Christ. Our experience is complete salvation, judicial redemption, organic salvation in all of its details. This needs to be going on. This is part of the mystery. The bride needs to be mature, fully grown. She needs to be built up to a corporate person. She needs to have a wedding garment of righteousnesses showing that she lives Christ as her subjective righteousness. The bride must be beautiful, beautified with Christ himself. The bride must be an experienced warrior, because when the Lord comes back to the earth openly, it will be with his bridal army. So all these six outlines will go together from beginning to end. We need to see the throne. We need to see the vision of the connection between the world situation and the Lord's recovery. We need to know that God is sovereign. We need to be willing to be part of the dispensational instrument. We need to give ourselves to the Lord fully day by day, so that the preparation of the bride will be unhindered, that the mysteries that we cannot see are being worked out as an inward reality and will be manifested in glory when the Lord comes. Please, by the Lord's mercy and grace, set aside the time to watch, to listen to take in the six messages. Under the environment we were in, we had to pre-record the messages, but we believe the Spirit will use even this means to communicate the timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's recovery. So I encourage you, dedicate the time. And during that time, open your being to the Lord and to the word he will speak through human vessels. Pay attention to the treasure, not the vessels. And let the timely word enter into you so the Spirit can work unhindered as we are nearing the consummation of the age.